I still remember my friend Umran, who came to Germany in the fall of 2014 as a refugee. When I first met him, he told me about his horrible fleeing story from Syria, which was full of dangers and threats, especially when he sat in the boat from Turkey to Greece. A feeling of insecurity invaded his soul because the boat was trying to reach the nearest Greek coast illegally. He told me with a calm and tight voice, "As we saw the Coast Guard coming to us, we had to cut the boat with a knife because we didn't want them to bring us back to Turkey." Against all odds, however, Umar managed to travel from one country into another and ended up eventually here in Germany. He started learning the language of what he was calling his second homeland. And within a few years, Umran experienced all kinds of difficulties in his new life in Germany. Social alienation, financial difficulties, identity crisis, and the impossibility of mastering German, as he always describes it. But Umran also met a lot of new friends who enriched his life and rescued his soul from falling into the trap of depression. He told me once, "Even after all these years, the ghosts of war are still haunting me." And when the corona crisis spread all over the world, Umran, like everybody in Germany, was forced to sit at home because of the lockdown. And here, things started to take a turn in Umran's life. Over years, he avoided staying home because he didn't want to have time to think about the cruelties of the civil war he had experienced. He kept himself busy doing anything possible, and I noticed how happy he was when he was completely absorbed in doing things he loved. He told me once, "Happiness for me means not asking myself whether or not I'm happy." But because of the lockdown, Umran was put in the face of isolation again. And 2 months later, he decided to adopt a pet. One of his friends told him it would be a great idea, especially because Umran wasn't able to go anywhere or meet his friends. Umran bought a dog and named him Rafi. Within 2 weeks, Umran started to get used to this little creature. They went out together on a long walk, watched movies, played and laughed together, and even when a terrible memory came to Umran's mind, Rafi sat before Umran, gazing at him with silence, while Umran felt that Rafi was getting into his chest, as though he exactly knew what kind of feeling he had at that time. Sometimes in the middle of the night, Rafi came and sat on the bed near Umran, who was almost asleep. Umran told me about this strange and beautiful feeling when you find somebody waking you up in a place that is thousands of kilometers away from your homeland. I asked him whether pets could make us happy, and he answered, "Absolutely, I myself didn't expect that, but it seemed that animals could provide us with great happiness."
This heartwarming story shows what positive impact animals can have on our happiness. But what exactly is the reason for this? There are several aspects that have an impact. There is the social aspect. Deep within the human being lays the desire for company, the desire to not be alone, the desire to communicate. Especially in times like the current corona pandemic, we realize more than ever how important these needs are. Everything that seemed normal and ordinary is now rare, almost forbidden. Handshakes, hugs, general contact is greatly reduced. During this time, pets can be at one side, like Rafi often was for Umran. Many animals seek contact with people and thus satisfy the need for social interaction. You can talk with them, play, or just cuddle. Sometimes just looking into their big, hopeful eyes is enough to make you feel better. Or, like Umran described it, the feeling that somebody's there. They also provide more structure in life because they need fixed mealtimes and regular habits. In addition, they can also ensure that you encounter other people you meet when you go for a walk. Another important point is the mental aspect. The social components alone have a positive effect on health, but other factors also play a role. By petting an animal and cuddling it, a substance called oxytocin is released in the brain. This hormone affects both the brain itself and the rest of the body and triggers a feeling of well-being. Among other things, the bonding behavior is stimulated. This is the reason why it is also called the cuddle hormone. It lowers stress levels and makes you feel happier and more relaxed. The feeling of closeness, contentment, security, and happiness is thus generated. Perhaps the most important point, however, is the health aspect, since it combines everything. As the above points well show, animals have a great impact on health due to both social and mental aspects. And this already happens at a young age. For example, children who grow up with animals tend to develop fewer diseases like allergies or asthma. Animals can also have an influence on already existing diseases. Dogs can detect the change in blood sugar and therefore help people suffering from diabetes. Getting a pet can also have a positive effect on children with ADHD. They learn structure and taking care, taking responsibility. It is also important to make sure that you choose the right pet for you to take full advantage of its positive qualities. So, enough time should be available when you get a dog. And you should also have enough money available so that you can take good care of it and give him or her a great life. If you have everything well coordinated, it should not become a stress factor due to financial problems, which would also be noticeable and unpleasant for the animal itself.
Those and many other stories have been becoming increasingly noticeable ever since COVID emerged and changed everyone's life one way or another. A story about a dog helping someone deal with trauma, a cat providing comfort to someone with anxiety, or even a goldfish bringing a smile to the face of a child who hasn't seen his friends in months. The pandemic affected not only our lives, but also theirs. Maybe for the better. Many people have finally had the chance to see pets for what they truly are, companions. Whether it is a dog or a cat, a bunny or a hamster, a fish or a parrot, those tiny little creatures really do deserve a purpose greater than what we believe it to be, and truly are a part of our family. So please treat them with the respect they deserve. Many of them have already seen what human cruelty is capable of. Almost all adult animals who are adopted today have been mistreated in one way or another. So after these times of hardship, let us do right by them so that they can in turn do right by us. I want to end our podcast with an internet quote I read a long time ago. It goes something like this: your dog is only a part of your life, but for that dog, you are his or her entire life. Thank you so much for listening to us. We were Emmett, Janine, and Axel. Take care.